This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have it in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
Here we are, folks.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up.
Friday.
They believe in
the third day of March 2017.
Walking on the fighting side.
Less than a month and a half in since President Trump became the 45th president. And every criminal force on the planet is basically working against Trump and the American people. It is simply staggering. A few days ago, I thought of this, and I remember driving to work in the car thinking, when I get there, I need to tell my writers and researchers to Google the search engine Hillary Clinton with Putin. John McCain with Putin. Didn't write down the note, and I didn't do it. And that was even before this latest session things began. It was like the day before. But they just kept hyping and hyping and hyping that Flynn had met with the Russians over the phone and that Trump was going to meet with the Russians, and you just don't do that. And I was thinking how important it was to show these people saying this and doing this against Trump meeting with the Russians. And then I thought I should show Ronald Reagan meeting with Gorbachev, Ronald Reagan meeting with other Russian leaders. I should show George Herbert Walker Bush with Boris Yeltsin. I should show George W. Bush with Putin. But then I thought, no, let's go further. Let's have the leading Democratic leaders, like Schumer, meeting with the Russians. And sure enough, look at DrudgeReport.com today. I never told the crew to do it. But the great part about the internet is somebody else thought of the same thing. Pure common sense. Schumer and the Russians. There's Schumer with old Vlad. But that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, Russia's trying to reform itself, trying to work with the West, inviting in business, fighting radical Islam, promoting Christianity. Of course, Hollywood and the globalists here are doing the opposite. We talked about Disney putting out on their TV network an image of a bunch of boys kissing boys, girls kissing girls, but a boy and girl about to kiss feeling weird about it. Just like the cover of National Geographic shows all the other genders except the female. Well, now Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak, it turns out, visited Obama 22 times. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. And, of course, it's coming out he visited his Democrat counterparts in the Senate more times than he visited just one counterpart in the Armed Services Committee, more than he visited then-Senator Jeff Sessions. But nobody cares about that because the media is not going to talk about it, the controlled corporate press. But here it is. Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak appeared as Obama's White House visitor at least 22 times. Isn't that just special? And, of course, there's flashback. Chuck Schumer meets with Putin in New York City, the great Jim Hoft over at Great Gateway Pundit. And then Russian Ambassador Kislyak attended Trump congressional speech Tuesday, but sat with Democrats before it broke on Wednesday and Thursday. There is Sue. He sat with all of them. Why? My gosh, they've all got to recuse themselves from any committees they're on. In fact, I want to identify all these Democrats that are in that photo, and I want movements, I want calls them to recuse themselves from committees that have anything to do with Russia. Period. Everyone he sat next to, everyone he talked to, I want the cameras reviewed. And I want, hell, let's just arrest them all. They're all Russian spies. Oh, Trump on Dems session. Sessions hate fest. He calls it a witch hunt. They lost the election, and now they've lost their grip on reality. Tucker Carlson even kind of grilled him. Yeah, Fox is out to get Trump. And then we've got more articles dealing with all of this that we're going to be breaking down coming up. And, you know, it's a big mistake by Sessions. He's recused himself, so now a top Democrat's going to run the Russia investigation.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. IncNORAD has declared DEFCON 3 scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermo nuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to play.
The only winning move is to not play, to not engage the globalists in a discussion of their false paradigm. They set the rules. They set up a cultural construct that breaks the social contract and is anti-human, eugenics-based, slavery-based, technocracy-based throughout its entire system. And that's the big secret. The globalists got the best and brightest to join them in the last 60, 70 years in the West to construct a planetary world government they claimed would be a utopia to empower humanity. But in the last decade, they've gone public and been very arrogant that the decision's been made to wipe out humanity and merge with machines and become gods. An extreme power trip. And that some nightmare battle of the gods scenario has to take place first before the elite can transcend. There's a big article I mentioned yesterday out of the New Yorker magazine, and it ties in with several other big reports we're going to be getting to, one out of Bloomberg. Where AI scientists gather to plot doomsday scenarios and solutions as the so-called elites themselves scurry away and begin living generally more than half the year already out of Europe, out of the United States, out of Australia, out of Asia. And again, places like Kauai, Hawaii, and of course, Tasmania, off the coast of Australia. And, of course, New Zealand. I told people about this a long time ago. Now it's in Bloomberg. Yesterday it's in New Yorker magazine. They are throwing it in your face. It's very, very serious. They've been preparing a worldwide economic collapse and then organized crises they believe would bring them absolute control over the nation states and individuals. They will then accelerate even more crises in the next wave, which will be used to reduce population even more. I've always said they'll have a primer bioweapon that kills 10 to 50 million people. Gates came out last week and said it'll be about 30 million in the next pandemic that will then train us to all live under a medical tyranny. They've now announced a world government to be run to, quote, counter the medical tyranny they're rolling out. And then they will continue to just tighten the noose as each successive crisis becomes more intense and larger. And then the mega deaths will go from the millions into the billions. A mega death is 1 million or larger. What is a billion deaths? We should search that term. I don't know. What is the term for a billion deaths?
Giga death.
So you got mega death, you've got giga death. So they kill 7 million of us. Now Ted Turner says he only wants to kill 80%. So that means there'd be hundreds of millions left, which I think is quite gracious of him. And, of course, as the culling takes place in the next few decades, you'll be able to grovel to them properly and show them that you've been subservient. Perhaps you'll be allowed to live or be given some of the cures for the diseases they've been dumping out and pouring out upon us. By the way, their whole program is in great crisis. It's being blocked across the world. People in their own system are aware of the plan, and they're speaking out against it and saying no. The globalist response has been to just be more public about their plan and kind of publicly inoculate everyone psychologically to hide it in plain view and go, okay, well, humans are ugly and fallen and bad. There are too many of us. So if you don't merge the machines, we'll just step on you. You'll be obsolete. Elon Musk 2 weeks ago. And they've all made the same statement. Ray Kurzweil, all of them. Bill Joy, the list goes on and on. Bill Gates. All of them. David Rockefeller. And look at the Clintons. Look at their attitude towards humanity. A total elitism, a hardness, a selfishness, a hate to steal $2 billion from the Haitians, give them less than 4% of the money raised, keep it for yourself, and be praised as being liberal. It's like Bono. He was caught giving less than 1% to African aid when he was raising billions a year for it. So he upped it to 1.8. 1.8. Imagine you run a charity for starving kids, and you keep 98.2%. But as long as you kind of wear a scarf around your neck and kind of walk like you're liberal and non-threatening and act beta and wear, you know, red tinted sunglasses and talk real soft and get awards, then it's okay. But they're raving snakes. They are ravenous wolves. They are just foaming at the mouth with absolutely total greed and a satanic spirit towards humanity. Completely and absolutely turned over to it. And their actions are pure hate. So they tell us that speak out against them with anger, that we're the hateful ones. No, we're the people who are informed and who are horrified to know we're right, to have stacks of documents, you know, rooms of documents, rooms of videotape, rooms of books with all of you bragging to yourselves how beautiful and powerful and perfect you are and how profane and ugly and fallen we are and how you can't wait to live in a utopia of the Elysium Fields once we've all been exterminated. And in comes Donald Trump that believes in workers, that believes in people, and says there is advanced technology that has not been rolled out to the public. We're going to start curing cancer, curing disease, curing death. We're going to walk on foreign planets. We're going to break the secrets of the universe. He already knew before as a billionaire and a smart guy dialed in. Plus, he at least write books about this. That there's a breakaway civilization now in its middle stages. I mean, they're far along here. But once they break away, it's going to be really hard to deal with them. They know there's a coming war between the breakaway civilization and us. Not just left here on Earth. That's a metaphor, the movie Elysium. Forget first world, old world, third world. Forget those fights. This is globalists playing us all off against each other with high-tech, highly controlled, literal bubble cities they're already announcing and designing and rolling out. Peter Thiel, you name it. Floating cities to get away from us. Underground mountain redoubts. And corporate city-states that are tax-exempt above the law, where all the wealth is piled up and kept, where they announce that they're exempt from the vassal governments they've set up for 99% of the Earth's mass, 99% of the Earth's surface, which oppress us, ship the resources, the ideas, the culture, the money, but it's all digital, to them in their central combines. And I said 20 years ago they're going to move back to nation states. I could see the model. Or city states. Because I could understand what feudalism already was. So they said they wanted feudalism. Well, I said, that's the city state. It's a de-evolution for us, an advanced, accelerated evolution for them. And I don't mean that in the sense of evolution came from a monkey fish frog or a man bear pig. I mean evolution of technology, automobiles, genetic engineering, you know, advancement. And this is their plan. And imagine reading books where they were admitting this 20 years ago and wanting to warn people. And now it's not just academic books. It is public. It is not just in the pop culture. It is not just in the popular science. It is in the movies and the culture. And they are just readying us to adapt and to accept the new reality, because that's the secret that the social engineers know about humans. If you're not conscious of the fact that you're artificially having your environment manipulated and that you're artificially being bent and twisted in a different direction, you will automatically begin to serve that and begin to love that, and you will adapt into the new, smaller, cramped, oppressive system that you've been put into. But if you demand more from yourself and from your neighbors and from your culture and from your children and from your spouse and from your institutions, and you want to rise humanity in a real direction, then, no, it's fine, it's fine. I was going to tell them to skip the break, but I'm not going to now because I want to go to some special reports, but we'll go ahead and skip it. It's just what you're hearing is not my opinion, not baloney, not garbage, but the reality of what they're building and what they've created. And I'm going to explain it after I play this report from the president, his weekly address. And then I'm going to get into the sad situation with Senator Sessions now, Attorney General Sessions, and just how ridiculous all this is and where this is going next and how the Republican establishment with the Democrats and the media are all ganged up as a trifecta to try to block Trump and his trifecta of the executive, the legislative, the judicial, and the American people. And so that's really the battle lines. And I should just talk about what's really happened here and then also the cost. But let's go to the president's weekly address, and then we will come back and get into the situation with Sessions. But it's always important to set the table so folks know exactly what we're facing. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Here's the president.
My fellow Americans, I'm joining you today from the deck of what will be our nation's newest aircraft carrier, the soon-to-be-commissioned Gerald R. Ford. And as you can see, I'm wearing a jacket and a hat that they just gave me. Not really used to it, but it feels awfully good. I'm very proud of it, actually. Our carriers are the centerpiece of American military might, projecting power and our totally unparalleled strength at sea. This beautiful new warship represents the future of naval aviation, and she will serve as a cornerstone of our national defense for decades and decades to come. A famous aviator once wrote that to build a truly great ship, we shouldn't begin by gathering wood, cutting boards, or distributing work, but instead by awakening within the people a desire for the vast and endless sea. So true. In the same way, we must continue to renew the American spirit in order to rebuild our country, and rebuild it we will. On Tuesday, before a joint session to Congress, I laid out a version, I hope you all watched, for how to accomplish that national rebuilding. My vision includes the elimination of the defense sequester, which has imposed steep cuts on our military. We must give our sailors, soldiers, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen the tools, equipment, resources, and training they need to get the job done and get it done right, especially in these very dangerous times. The active duty Army has been reduced by more than 85,000 men since 2009, and we have over 18,000 fewer active duty Marines. Air Force, it's the smallest it's been since 1947, and their planes are, on average, nearly 30 years old, if you can believe that. Our Navy's fleet is the smallest it's been since World War I, and that's a long time ago. Frontline Navy and Marine strike fighter aircraft are more likely to be down for maintenance than to be in the sky. We cannot afford to continue down this path. My budget will give America's armed forces the resources they need to achieve full and total military preparedness to meet any and all global challenges, and meet them we will. Investing in the military means investing in peace, because the best way to prevent war, as George Washington said, is to be prepared for it. Most importantly, an investment in the military is an investment in the incredible men and women who serve our country in uniform. They are the best of us. They are the greatest force for peace and justice the world has ever known, and we will support them every single step of the way. These are truly exciting times. Amazing opportunities are unfolding before us to strengthen our military, to reboot our economy, and to bring back our jobs. If we all work together and put our country first, then anything is possible. Let us seize this moment and make the most of this incredible opportunity for national renewal. May God bless the men and women of our military, and may God bless the United States of America, the country we love.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. Communism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No!
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please, oh, my. Stop.
Trump knows that the globalists have decided to build a world based on slavery, a world based on oppression, and a world based on believing that humanity's trash and is basically needs to be thrown out, burned up. And he's aware of the globalist model, and so is Stephen Bannon. I know that for a fact. And so is Senator Jeff Sessions, and they're all making a real attempt to really build a world based on the common person and based on common dreams and open free societies. And that's why every criminal element, every slimy group, every mercenary organization, every dishonorable belief system is against Trump. Because Trump is for the people. Trump is real. And that's why I am so committed to defending the 45th president of the United States, is because he stands for everything we stand for: sovereignty, family values, the right to keep and bear arms, building a world for people, not letting special interests come in and pick the winners. And that's why the special interests and the Goldman Sachs and the J.P. Morgans and the corrupt Catholic Church and the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and the EU bureaucrats, they all absolutely hate him, and they've all combined forces globally, but also here in the United States with the Democratic Party and the Republican Party leadership to come out and to take the completely normal activity of the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate to routinely meet with foreign ambassadors, head ambassadors, the head Russian ambassador to the United States, and to turn that into some type of dirty thing when Al Franken in the confirmation hearing clearly setting him up for the future, knowing he's a lawyer, knowing lawyers are obsessed with answering questions exactly as they're asked. It's the religion of lawyers. Franken had that written for him clearly by a lawyer. He's not a lawyer. He's a bad actor. A comedian, he's looking down at the question. He's going, yes, we've heard a lot in the media in this big story out about surrogates for the campaign, and you've been a surrogate, meeting with the Russians and getting directives from the Russians. And, well, sir, I am a surrogate with the campaign, and I've not met with the Russians about the campaign, and I've not seen that happen. They call that deceptive? If he had said, as a U.S. ranking senator on the Armed Services Committee, as the ranking Republican, have you met with the Russians? Well, absolutely. I've met with one of their top generals. I've met with their ambassador several times. Just this year, I've met with some of our generals, some of their military people at a base inspection I attended a few months ago. Yes, there's a whole list of that in my file. You can see my itinerary for the last few years posted at US.gov, you know, Senate Sessions. Boom, it's all right there. These are public meetings. These are completely above board. I looked it up. Chuck Schumer's met with the very same person, and we're trying to find photos of them together right now. All of them have. But they're saying, well, I know we've met with him. He lied about meeting with him. And the Republican Party told Trump, and Pence told Trump, they said, just let us have Flynn, and this will get him off your back. And before Trump could even get rid of him, Flynn just resigned and said, I'm not going to be part of this. And now, they're going after Sessions. Doesn't matter if Sergey Kislyak sat with the Democrats during the speech and is a known handler of Democrats for decades. doesn't matter. They'll try to blame a guy from Alabama who's as patriotic and Americana as basically John Wayne. Because the scum hates real Americans.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to try a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free by texting FLOW to 797979. Text FLOW to 797979. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and get your free bottle by texting FLOW to 797979. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Text FLOW to 797979.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that?
There were.
Nya.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let us shoot.
He would always
Claire.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, I need to get the rats, to drop rats. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and are giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played on people. just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Now he's gone, I don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. And when we've got presidents doing corrupt things and lying and getting our military into fraudulent wars, it doesn't mean we're against the military to speak out against it. It means we're for the country and for the military. And our military has been sent into these last few set of wars to destabilize the Middle East as part of a long-term plan to then bring in the Wahhabists and the Saudi Arabian jihadis and take over not just the Middle East, but much of Central Asia, much of the countries bordering Russia, much of Europe, and to then even colonize the UK. There's an incredible video that we've had to bleep that's up on Infowars.com in England. And I personally have experienced this with the radical Muslims that live there, where I'll be videotaping the entrance of a hotel that I'm going in to interview an MI6, you know, agent that particular time, a whistleblower. And there's some Muslims in their garb across the street. I mean, they look like they're about 2 inches tall from 100 yards away walking up the street. And before they even get close, they're screaming and cussing at me to turn my camera off and not to videotape them. Now, there's government cameras all over the place videotaping. And I noticed that the Brits all start bowing down and groveling to them, but they come over to my face and I start yelling back. I say, number one, you're in a public place. I'm videotaping this building as a cutaway shot. And I said, shut up, stop yelling at me. I've got a TV show. I'm getting a cutaway of the building, you know, so I can go in and say, I went to interview such and such. And it shows a cutaway of where I interviewed them. People like that. It's called making a film. I made 20-something of them. But the point was, I wasn't even videotaping them. And they came and got in my face. And that's the attitude when you run into the Muslims in France, in Germany, or in England. And this was their attitude 10 years ago. First time I went to England was 7-7. That was about 10 years ago. Been there many times since. And I just had Muslims all over coming out of their way to get in my face and say, shut up, because they didn't like seeing a Brit uppity. See, the Brits have already been given imperial conditioning to be submissive to the government, submissive to the crown, or they'd get killed. It was one of the most rambunctious, rebellious groups ever. In fact, the Romans could never conquer them, one of the few groups they couldn't. But hundreds of years of mind control and conditioning, they are very, very cowed. So are the American people. I'm not bashing people in England. My name's Welsh. But the point is that they have fallen quite a bit. There's a video. You know, since I mentioned it, let's just play it now. Let me go ahead and scroll back over so I can see it on InfoWars. InfoWars.com. Yes, yes, it's called You Look Like Pork, Shock Video. And this is the exact thing I've run into in England, and my crew ran into it in France last year when there were more terror attacks and bombings and truck attacks. People would come over 100 yards away and stomp up and say, you get out of this neighborhood, you get out of here, you turn your camera off, and guys in cars would start following. I mean, these are no-go zones. And what happens is, especially in England, when the Muslims move into your neighborhood, then they start burning your cars at night. I'm not saying this guy or his family, but this has been on the news. They start burning your cars if you're a native person until you move out of the area. That then drives down prices in the houses, and then more folks can move in. So it's a deliberate scenario to drive down prices and to lower the cost in the area. This is a strategy. Yes, I heard you open the mic up. Go ahead. Yes, Tim Pool. Absolutely. He comes on. He's in Linkby, a no-go zone. He gets video of it. It's incredible. In fact, there are, when I say hundreds, that's conservative. There are thousands of videos in England alone in the no-go zones where you just walk down the street politely and people come over and punch you right in the face. Journalist forced to leave migrant suburb in Sweden after being followed by masked men. You see the BBC gets beat up. And the point is, this is what's being imported. But if you want to import it, you first got to blow up the countries, destabilize them, and then fund the most radical groups to come in and force the Islamic nations to convert to an even more barbarous, hardcore form of jihadism. It's truly, truly sickening. So you have to ask yourself, what are the social engineers doing? Well, they admit in Sweden and Germany and France and everywhere else, they're bringing in groups that are, quote, anti-European, anti-white, anti-Christian, and the Pope says he doesn't want to hear about Christianity in Europe. It disgusts him. So again, this is meant to put people in their balkanized groups so everyone actually retreats into their racial or religious enclaves, then the government controls all these ghettos that they have basically set up. It's the prison model of management. And look, I know all of you know this, but one reason this broadcast is successful, changing the world, is at least a couple times a week I spend 10, 15 minutes exposing the globalist model and how it operates and how it's feudalistic and anti-human. So people know who are new listeners what they're facing and can recognize it when they see it being pushed on the news. Or we come back and break down the divide and conquer and the big goals, and then we give you new examples as it's happening and then cover all the latest factoids. I also want to get into what I think Trump and Sessions should do at this point, coming up here in a few minutes. But since we have this video and I'm talking about it, I should go ahead and play it now. But it's fascinating how the white guy that the Muslim bully is trying to intimidate looks like he's about 6'4", 6'5". 260, 270 pounds. And the guy's got big shoulders. He's big. And he fights back with political correctness and says, no, you are being racial because you're attacking my religion as well. And this guy knows that that's how he's gotten Europe to lay down and submit to him. So he does kind of shift gears once he's called the racist. Because he understands this is the power that's made the lion lay down to the mouse. He understands that. Just like the mayor of London. So he then runs over to attack the woman to try to spit on her and to try to hit her and does hit her. And it's a short clip, but it just illustrates everything of this guy anywhere in the United States, unless he was in Berkeley or other areas where they only have chicken necks for some reason, this guy would have been laid out, his jaw broken, just like that. His nose would have been smashed in really fast when he hit a woman. But see, men have been trained, whether it's in Germany, you name it, to allow women to be attacked, to be, you name it, because the new culture of being a Western male, I don't care if you're white, Hispanic, what you are, is to be a cuck, is to be a coward that lays down. Unless you're in a mass of other liberals, then you attack women. So you will know them because they attack women, whether they're Islamicist, whether they are trendies, whether they're Black Bloc, whether they're Black Lives Matter, anarchists, doesn't matter. They revel in attacking the Blue Cat Cafe, Cat Sanctuary, and protesting it every week. And knocking the windows out and putting super glue in the keyholes and stuff so that people can't get in and the cats starve to death. They revel in bullying whatever's weakest, because that's their spirit. And so this is what the government of England thinks it needs more of. Here it is.
Job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you got?
I'm f***ing in this country, you prick.
Yeah?
Me too. F***ing knobhead. Bears want to put you my idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, called by your mum, you similar bitch.
Yeah?
Wait. The problem is we have to delay that. All of it's cussing, so we can't play it. Can we get the part where he talks about you look like pork? All right, we're gonna see what's going on. We got it. Let's go ahead and try again. Here we go.
Pork, you.
Yeah.
You pig. You pussy. Yeah.
This is racist.
Yeah. How's that
this
racist?
Racist.
I call you a pork bastard. I call you a white bastard.
Race or religion?
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Pull the fancies, Alan.
I want to see what this motherfucker is going to do.
Yeah. Your mom's a gangster, you son of a bitch. F*** off. Yeah, f*** you. F*** stupid bitch. This ain't your country.
You don't even
f*** it through.
You don't even try
yeah,
to do that.
Bleed your f*** and move it then.
Don't.
And he starts attacking the woman, and I'm not going to play anymore. There's too much cussing. It's hard to bleep it whenever the word is a cuss word, but we caught that, right? Oh, good. Okay, we caught it. Good. So we're on a bunch of FCC stations. All these people on the internet go, oh, why do you care about it cusses on the internet? We're on over 200 radio stations, so we don't let cuss words go out. We're still under FCC regulations. Obama wants the FCC to run the internet, but oh, guess what? He's not president anymore. And so we enter into the next problem. And that's that we had Holder yesterday in three different articles. In fact, you guys pull those for me, because I didn't cover those enough. There was a InfoWars, a Zero Hedge, a Washington Times, and then like even a Washington Post. There were five of them. It was, Obama is coming, close quote. He's ready to roll. He's got a bunker compound with Valerie Jarrett in it, filled with all these activists and operatives and George Soros money. And they say they admit they want to overthrow Trump. It's just mind-blowing. Obama, handler Valerie Jarrett, moves into his D.C. bunker. Daily Mail, sources Obama and co. working to oust Trump. Well, I guess if Obama's coming, Holder, does that mean he's coming in between 4 months of vacationing and playing golf almost every day and having $65,000 worth of hot dogs delivered to his hotel room? If you're a new listener, I'm not kidding. That's in the WikiLeaks. We're not talking about regular hot dogs here. We did some investigating. High-dollar male escorts, $2,000 an hour, $65,000 worth delivered in one day to an Obama party. I mean, that is quite an orgy. And the point is that this is how disconnected this guy is, arrogantly, still trying to be president when he wasn't president for 8 years, and all he tried to do was run the country in the ground in between playing golf and enjoying succulent hot dogs. Obama's goal to oust Trump from presidency via impeachment or resignation. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about the quotes yesterday where Obama admitted it all in the New York Times, but guess what? It gets better. Just a week before, they attacked Trump saying, I believe Obama is behind the movements to block my administration and kick me out of office. And the media said, Trump's crazy. Look at him attacking a fellow president. There's no such thing going on. Well, it's all been organized. And that leads us to the next issue. Obama administration. Rush to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking. That means saving it outside the administration. They go on to say transferring it to the media illegally. Remember, Trump said these are illegal leaks from Obama. It's criminal. And guess what? Obama didn't pardon himself for that. He illegally gave the couple phone calls made legally and the transcripts by Flynn to the media to start this thing going. And then now, see, you fed the pirate, Trump. You're a smart guy. But you tried to appease Pence and other Republicans, the same Republican establishment on the Hill that's out to get you, to show that you were going to be tough on Russia and to show you'd throw Flynn overboard. And now, Sessions is asked specifically, we are told about surrogates in the campaign that are talking to the Russians on a daily basis, and you're a surrogate. Do you have any knowledge of this? No, Senator, I don't, he said in the confirmation hearing. We played this yesterday. No, sir, I don't. And I'm a surrogate. We're not talking to the Russians. None of us that I know. Well, clearly, as a lawyer, he was asked, as a surrogate in the campaign, have you talked to the Russians? They'll tell you the first thing you're talking to lawyers is answer the question. Not, well, I haven't talked to him as a surrogate in the campaign, but I've talked to him in my capacity as a senator. They would say, objection non-responsive to a lawyer. I didn't ask you about as a senator. I asked you as about a surrogate in the campaign. And a lawyer, see, C.L. Franken wrote that, knowing how to trick another lawyer. That's why lawyers kind of get in a rut, kind of in a brainwash mode, I've noticed, of their own brainwashing, their own soup. They've been cooked in their own juices. And that they just get so robotic about answering the question exactly as it was answered that then they sit there and give answers like they're in a deposition when they're in front of the Senate, and they use the fact that he answered it so truthfully and so exactly against him. Sessions laughs at it and says, look, I answered it exactly as I was asked. Don't know if that's lawyer speak. And they go, oh, but you met with the Russian ambassador twice. And he goes, well, yes, in my capacity as a senator. Still answer it like a lawyer. Exactly right. I'd say, everybody meets with him. This is outrageous. This is baloney. This is a joke. But see, he's a lawyer. And a good one. But he's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't. When we come back, though, turns out this ambassador is up the rear end of the Democrats. The meetings, we're going over the numbers right now with my research team. It looks like, from our preliminary research, it's 3-to-1 visits with the Democrats than Republicans in the last year.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps...
So we got the GOP running around eating their own. So if you go to drudgereport.com, you can see the big, fat, juicy photos, and we've got links on Infowars.com to the videos. I've got Owen Schroyer working on it right now. I've got Darren McBreen working on it. I've got the writers working on it. Just taking the name of the ambassador, everybody can do this. See, I'm not the type of reporter that has an idea and then I sit on it. I don't even care if we break all this. I want other people to. I had this idea 3 days ago before this controversy broke to go show Hillary and Chucky and Obama with Putin and with the Russian ambassador and all the rest of it just to show how dumb it is so people understand Trump's going to meet with Putin. That's normal. We're going to show Ronald Reagan meeting with Gorbachev. Or other American presidents meeting with Russians. This is normal. They're not Russian agents as the head of the ranking member on the Armed Services Committee in the Senate. Of course Sessions met with him twice, and he's not being deceptive when he says on the campaign, we didn't meet or talk to the Russians. That's specifically answering the question. And all that comes out of law, how judges, lawyers, and police inspectors want you to answer the question. He's the attorney general. He knows how the attorney general wants the questions answered absolutely the way they're asked. It's a religion of these lawyers. And they got him with it. It's sick because they know the public doesn't talk like that. Did you meet with the Russians in the campaign? No, I didn't. Oh, look, he lied. He met with them in the campaign. No, he didn't. He met with them as a U.S. senator who is supposed to meet with the Russian ambassador. Who do you think ambassadors meet with? And I know I'm stating obvious facts here. We've got the videos. Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak appeared at the Obama White House visitor at least 22 times. He met with Chuckie Schumer. That's on the record, too. Oh, flashback. Chuck Schumer meets with Putin in New York City. Russian ambassador Kislyak attended Trump congressional speech Tuesday and sat with the Democrats. All of them need to be investigated. I mean, I think it's a joke. We should just say it's not even fake news. Because they're saying investigate Trump. I say investigate all the Democrats for meeting with the Russians. But, you know, Hillary took money from Putin. And so did both Podesta brothers. And she was a Chinese communist spy. That's what she was really on the payroll for. So Trump needs to call for those investigations and strike back. Because they're actually foreign agents. Not Jeff Sessions. It's incredible. Trump's on Dems Sessions witch hunt. They lost the election and now they've lost their grip on reality. Tucker Carlson, I watched it last night, grilled him. Kept going back saying, I get what you're saying, but why didn't you disclose it? Disclose that it was on the record, on his Senate daily record, that he met with the Russian ambassador. There's nothing to disclose. That's his job. Before I go any further, I want to thank all the listeners for their prayers, their support. Our local affiliates as well deserve your support and your prayers. Please continue to support our local sponsors here on local radio. And please continue to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We were kicked off Google Ads, off ad roll, for our political speech a week and a half ago, and it really hurt our budgeting for the next year, but we have already gained back half of the money we lost in the fundraiser drive, and I believe that in the future we'll gain back the rest. So thank you for really coming through. You're amazing. If you sign up for the free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter, you don't just get articles and exclusive videos. Every day you get 50% off a different product. Today it's going to be Living Defense. 50% off retail when you sign up for the newsletter. It's a highly rated Living Defense harmful organism cleanser. It's, you know, the parasite cleanse by InfoWars Live. 50% off retail when you sign up for InfoWars newsletter today at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Toxic organisms are known to rob your body of nutrition and toxify your digestive tissues, weakness, weight problems, you name it. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Somebody works here who's been sick for years in the gut. I got to take a bottle of it. Been sick for a decade. All the problems are over. Regularity, everything. Living Defense, one bottle. The probiotic helps. Our biome defense. InfoWarsLive.com. Stay with us. Thank you for the support.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about